I'm no expert on New York, but I can tell by the graffiti on the buildings and the hookers at the corner, this is not where someone like Singer should live. What is she thinking? I don't even like driving here, much less leaving her behind. Despite where she lives, she's not the kind of woman to play the damsel in distress, even if it's for her own good. I may not know her well, but I've learned over the last year of watching her to know she doesn't need saving. Still, her embarrassment over where she lives sucks. She's doing the best she can, and works hard by the sound of it. I just wish she didn't feel that way around me. I hope I don't make her feel that way. For my own peace of mind, though, I'll make an effort and package it as a friendly gesture. I don't want to come on too strong. Not with her. Ever since I saw her lost in her thoughts out on that fire escape, the pretty brunette with the golden highlights has become a fascination of mine. Her quirky style and sweet smile. Beautiful green eyes that hold more innocence than naivete. People underestimate her. I see the way they overlook her for someone more obvious, someone more pretentious and needy. She's none of those things and revels in blending in, being able to sit back and watch, to observe life around her, to observe me. She thinks I don't notice, that I never did, but I see. I see how she looks at me. I see how she cares. I care about her, too, more than I should for a woman I barely know. I also never saw her coming. At that party last year, she was unexpected and entirely irresistible. I can't believe I almost kissed her after hardly talking to her. She's unassuming and shy, even more so when sitting between two women who were vying for anyone's attention that night and zeroed in on me at different points. I pretended Singer wasn't there. It was easier to carry on casual conversation, but there was nothing casual about that night. A night of bad decisions led me to months of regrets. Now, almost a year after meeting Singer, my life has changed for the worst. What once was living the high life had flipped to being buried in legal drama, my life flipping on me like my friend did. Why'd I ever go back inside? Why'd I leave her on that fire escape? Why'd I let her walk out without getting her number? I'd already made the effort to get her name. I hate that someone so easily distracted me. I didn't want easy, but I was easily swayed away. I want Singer's complicated emotions mixed up with mine. I want to see that blue dress on the floor at the foot of my bed. I want to mess her hair from kisses that become entangled in my white sheets. I want to wake up with her red lipstick marring my pillow and marking me. Singer flew away that night, and I let her. Foolishly. I won't make that mistake twice, but on the advisement of my legal team, I'll keep it light, keep it friendly. I'll keep her at a distance until this situation with Daria is settled. And then I won't. Then, I'll go after her until she says yes to trying something real.